This is the Friday, January 30th, 2009, regular session of Commissioners Court. We're going to start with a moment of silence, and then we'll stand for our pledges. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Item one on the agenda is public comment. Mr. Russell McFadden wanted to speak to the court.
Y'all are aware of your numerous amount of problems in Glenwood Acres landowner subdivision. I recently had a petition drive. I did require me to acquire 59 signatures that I did get turned in at a fiasco meeting of the Tuesday night board meeting of this month. The 12th of January. And they would not produce a good standing member list. I did not know how many names I needed to force the vote of the impeachment. Since then, on the 23rd, they did produce a good standing member list. Tim Carricker gave a statement to the Upshur advocate, Wayne Spellspooper, that the association was having a very difficult time of producing it because of marriages and divorce. I say that the association has been over 30 years. It should have been producing all along, as it is during its violation of their state charter with the Secretary of State. In their bylaws, it states that a good standing member list is to be produced and kept for the members to see at any normal business hours. I've been requesting and have on audio in their meetings for almost 2 years that they produce it. They said there was none. In 2005, there was an impeachment. I have a physical copy now of the good standing member list of 2005. Why could they not have used that to give me an idea of what I needed? I have a copy of the latest physical copy, good standing member list, which have been changed 3 times this month already. I have pictures of the other 2 copies that they posted in their office in the foyer. This is pretty difficult. We're having a February 14th at General Landowner meeting out there. I put some flyers and stuff up there to give some information and ideals on what's going on. I'm expecting 200 people, residents, people to come, and a voice to be heard of the people. There's a large amount of people out there that want a change. A change has to happen. The business has to get in compliance with the local, state, and federal statute. That is what I'm seeking for this change. I did square up on my dues December 16th, the day after Ms. Gill spoke very harshly and humiliated me here. Those acts were already set in motion on Sunday. So there's a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday event. And December the 19th, they rejected my payment of my rental account. They already knew about it. And I already have 3 board members that have confirmed there was not an executive meeting about my rental account out there. So the act that they're doing is either a single deal of loans paid off employee, or or at the will of Jason Lundy, because it takes four to make a quorum to vote on. And they're violating my rights and our neighbors' rights. We have citizens out there that want to pay their past dues bill and get current and set up that four-year statute law that they enacted. They will not go up to that office and deal with those folks, Cindy Gill and Jason Lundy's. They will go with me, and I have taken some up there to get squared up on their dues, current, and I've taken some up there to get set up on the payment plan, but they will not go by themselves. And, I would be available for any other further questions if any of the media or anybody else would like to know. I would encourage the media to be out there on February the 14th. People's will and people's voice will be heard. The change will come. Mr. Lundy has no intention of stepping down from the board as his term expires in February. Vice President Larry Pugh, they did not have an election committee in November. No one signed up to run for office, to be voted into office in February. I was told yesterday on audio recording by the Vice President of the Association that the board will appoint new board members. This is just the way they do business. They have no intention to release their powers upon the people.
You used 5 minutes, Mr. McFadden.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Can I ask right quick, what time is the meeting on Saturday?
It's supposed to start at 2 o'clock, as it has always been. And I'm requesting okay. People be there 20 to 30 minutes early.
Okay. Thank you.
Did you have something you wanted to say?
Yes, I would like to bring to everybody's attention that our new doors are in place downstairs. They are wonderful. Thank you, gentlemen, very much. They let a lot of light in down there, and they look so much better on the inside, especially on the outside. Thank you.
Anyone else who wants to address the court during the public comment portion? Item 2 is to consider and take action on recording of payroll changes.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crittenden, second by Commissioner Campbell to approve payroll changes. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item B is the payroll.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, second by Commissioner Crittenden to approve payroll. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll is approved. Item C are the budget amendments.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Campbell, second by Commissioner Ferguson to approve budget amendments. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item D are the accounts payable.
Move. Go ahead. Move to approve. Second.
Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, second by Commissioner Crittenden to approve accounts payable. Those in favor?
Aye.
Accounts payable are approved. Item E is to accept for recording various Commissioner Court documents, including but not limited to auditor's reports, treasurer's reports, Upshur County Sheriff's racial profile report, state and county tax summary, bonds, oaths, deputations, and other certificates.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crabtree, second by Commissioner Campbell. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Yeah, that's his chair. It's his annual report.
Thank you.
Well, do we have to sign these?
No. Is that required by state or federal law, Sheriff? Item F are the applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, second by Commissioner Campbell to approve the applications for use of roads and rights of way. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item three is to discuss and take action to accept for filing the plat for Eagle Ranch subdivision. Mr. Leach is here, and we do have, we have the report from Mr. Duke.
Did you make one for each of us? He wants to sign all of them.
Motion by Commissioner Campbell, second by Commissioner Ferguson to accept the plat for filing.
Highway 154, Brownsboro, on the south side of the road, just past Hills, next to the restaurant.
Those in favor?
We got a
tax information.
Yeah, that's what I was fixing to say. We need a
tax certificate.
And a check.
Madam Clerk, got your money.
You got the right sizes for the clerk to record.
I think so. We have the.
Okay, we got the CPA in. Okay. Well, we've got two CPAs that are signed by the surveyor.
I figured you'd keep yours. I'd give you mine, let him record mine.
Put that in the basket.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's the one we're missing. If we're going to gonna put this in the record, they need to sign it.
Glenn, we need you and Deborah to sign this one.
Do you want the paper copy signed by the surveyor also? Yeah, he has signed those.
Yes.
He signed the CPA. Is that okay? That one's yours, that one. That'll work, I think. That's it? You're picked up. Thank you. Yeah, watch all those cords. Item four is to discuss and take action to reappoint David Stevenson to the Northeast Texas Regional Mobility Authority. And I talked to Mr. Stevenson, and he's willing to take that reappointment.
Motion to do so.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crabtree, second by Commissioner Campbell to reappoint Mr. Stevenson. Those in favor?
Aye.
He's reappointed. Item five is to discuss and take action concerning an interlocal agreement between the Sheriff's Office and the City of Gilmer concerning the use of a vehicle.
Gentlemen, this is a seized vehicle out of our drug seizures. The vehicle is going to be used in the use of narcotics investigation. We did an interlocal agreement with the city for fuel, minor maintenance, and minor repairs on the vehicle or anything, just like we've done by other law enforcement agencies when they use a county vehicle. So I'm asking the court to approve the interlocal agreement. The City of Gilmer approved it on the 27th, and we just need the court's approval so we can move forward to it.
Motion to approve.
Second.
You'll sign that one, please.
No, the city will.
The city will. We just give them the vehicle, they take care of it. Motion by Commissioner Campbell, second by Commissioner Crittenden to approve the interlocal agreement. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. And then you can take that one back to them. Thanks, Sheriff.
Just stay with the city's sheriff will it remain our vehicle? It's just on
they have to provide insurance and everything on the vehicle, and when they're done with the vehicle, it reverts back to my drug seized account, and then we dispose of it or use it or whatever.
So basically, it's just on loan to them. It's all the
issue. As I've done with Big Sandy or City in the past with county vehicles, this is actually just a seized vehicle.
And then they'll do the upkeep and buy the gas. Item six is to discuss and take action concerning renovations in the sheriff's office or jail to create office space for the jail administrator. Mr. Ferguson, do you want to?
Yep. These rooms is 12 by 12 approximately, and it's the old lineup room with a one-way mirror or glass that's real small, and it's not even, the sheriff hadn't used it in years. And all we're doing is there's a block wall dividing them, and we're just knocking that block wall out to make one office for our jail administrator where she'll be down in the jail. I move to approve.
Second.
Motion back.
Very little.
I mean, it's not going to be.
We're going to use jail labor. I mean, inmates. I think
probably once those cinder blocks are knocked out, there'd just be some finishing work, and that's it.
No, it's painted concrete.
Are we gonna leave this concrete?
Yeah. We may have to paint when we knock the block out. Or we might have to paint just 12 to live.
And where it's just tied into the wall, I guess. Huh?
This is one of those add-ons, and they just butted blocks. Whenever they tear them out, that wall will be slick.
So it's raising 12 and 12. So there's basically just no expense then?
Just very little. Well, we are going to get Karma to hook in for it.
Following the
maintenance is, will take care of the electrical. So we're not going to have to really hire anyone.
Any other questions? Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, second by Commissioner Crittenden to approve the renovation. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. That's correct. Seven is to discuss and take action to accept private road 1198 and private road 1199 into the county road maintenance inventory, as both roads have successfully completed the two-year waiting period as of November the 15th, 2008.
Judge, this is two roads I put on the agenda over 2 years ago, whatever, and at that time, Bubba went out there and inspected them, and they were approved to be placed on the waiting period. And I think I spoke to him Thursday, 2 weeks ago, and he said that he'd already looked at them. They're still okay to be accepted. Is that correct?
Well, they're okay, but like I was telling you, you know, there's no turnaround on them, and the road is not 20-foot wide. You know, and our specs that we have, they're supposed to be turned around on dead-end roads, 20-foot wide.
Right, and that is true, Judge. There's not a turnaround, but I talked to the superintendent of the schools here, and school buses typically do not travel down a private road, so they're picking those kids up at the intersection of 1198 and Golden Eagle Road and 1199 and Golden Eagle, and at the west end of Golden Eagle, there is a turnaround there, and that's what they're utilizing right now. And in speaking to the superintendent, he said that they usually, the as long as the road is somewhere around 800 feet long or less or whatever, they usually don't travel down that length of a road. So these roads are far shorter than that. So that's not going to be an issue whether there's a turnaround or not. When it comes to school buses, whether the court's got any other questions about a turnaround, you know, we can talk about that.
Can we turn our equipment around when we're doing maintenance?
And like I say, these roads are about 300 feet long. In watching the equipment, especially the main containers out there on the main roads or whatever, very seldom do I see those going up and turning around. If they're in a short distance like that, it's quicker for them just to back up and go back and forth or whatever. So,
well, if we break policy on this, are we going to break policy on the rest of our subdivision? I measured the oil, it's 13 feet wide.
That's all? It's 13 feet?
13.
Well, that's at the narrow point or whatever. There is some narrow spots out there, but
no,
the reason
no, it's average 13 feet. But you say it's all right with this superintendent, but now another superintendent comes in and he says, hey, those kids are not going to walk down the county road. Now, y'all going to have to build a quarter sack down there. I think we're getting into something here that's going to bite us later. I don't think it's fair for one subdivision to, I don't think we should break policy.
Well, when we accepted the petition that was circulated 2 years ago in November of 2008, we accepted this in 2006, we were aware then when we put it on the waiting period that there was not a turnaround there, but there was that turnaround that was established on Golden Eagle Road there.
Well, they've had 2 years and we to put one on.
Was that part of our original, when we put it on the waiting period, they was going to build a cul-de-sac? I mean, it's been 2.5 years ago. I don't remember, but I know that we've done some of them that way.
Yeah, best I recall, and I can't recall exactly what was said in that meeting, but I know it was Mr. Ritter that brought the petition forward to the court to request this. And he lives at the end of, I believe it's 1199, if I'm not mistaken. And it was discussed at that point in time that there was really not any area there to turn around. There was not a designated area to turn around at that point in time. But like I say, whether there's a turnaround there or not, the superintendent of schools, and like Mr. Perkins said, you know, that's the one that's in there right now, he has said that, you know, they're not going to be traveling that road anyway. Either one of those roads to drop the kids off, they'll continue the practice that they've got right now. And there's several other roads in the county that's like this that he made me aware of that they don't travel down, whether there's a turnaround there or not. But, you know, I think it would be, at this point, I think it would be unfair to the residents out there on those two roads they have done everything that they agreed to do in the last 2 years to maintain those roads and keep them up. And if we denied them the fact of putting them on here, and I'd like to remind the court also that they pay taxes just like everybody else does to live on a county road. And, you know, they would like to see their road become a county road also, whatever. And the road, Mr. Ritter's house I looked at on there, the lot that he lives on back in 1990, or the lot he lives on now, in 1993 was not, there was no house there. And that tells me that Mr. Foote, when you built that subdivision out there and those roads were put in, that road's been there since at least 93, and they're still in real good shape. And I think that's something to say.
They need work on it right now.
But, I mean, it's been sitting there since 93. That's 16 years ago, over 16 years ago, that they were built in there, and they're still in real good shape. So there's not a lot of traffic on there. Plus, it was well-built. They were well-built at the time they were put in. There's several of them that we know that we've gone back in less than a year's time, and we've had, you know, there's been issues with these roads. But this one has been in there for what I can find, a little more than 16 years, or both of them have been. And, you know, the fact is there's not a turnaround there. Now, whether a turnaround could be granted in the future to one of them, you know, I don't know. But the school bus is still not going to travel down that road, and I don't see where another superintendent actually would come in and change the policy of what's been taking place. I mean, it could happen, but...
Well, you said, he said, you know, on a private road, they can walk down it. But I'm thinking there's something going to stipulate whenever you get on a county road, because there's several houses down there.
Yeah. Well, I asked him about it. You know, we talked about that on the phone the other day, and he said, you know, nothing would change it. The bus would continue to stop there and pick the kids up. I know a road is about 2 miles east of there. Is a little longer than, or quite a bit longer than that road, and it does have a turnaround at the end of it, yet the school bus stops there, and the parents all pick them up.
The only way I see we could do it, Mr. Crippen, is according to the transportation code, is to make this a third-class road, and it says the cause third-class road may be less than 16, but not less than 12, and not less than 12 feet wide. I think we'd have to make this a third-class road to accept it.
Okay, well, I'll make a motion to make 1198, 1199 a third-class road to make them available to be turned into the county inventory.
Second.
You don't think it's important for us to get a turnaround at the end of that before we do that?
No, sir, because at this point in time, all activities taking place out there without a turnaround at this point in time. There's been no
but issues. All activity is not us doing any maintenance.
Well, like I said, the big equipment that we've got, it's typical. And Mr. Campbell's been an operator before. You know, if you're going just a short distance, I think it's faster and easier if they back that equipment up. You know, that's at least that's my experience in observing what's taken place in years past that I've. Watch what's going on, that's gone on the county roads.
If we do accept this third-class county road, then and the name street, and the school then sends us a letter, we must have a cul-de-sac at the end. Who's gonna build it?
Well, the landowners at that point in time would have to be willing to give up the property out there to do it or whatever. But I don't foresee, I don't see that happening anywhere.
And we had two meetings, March 31st, we accepted in a 2-year waiting period. And April 28th is when we accepted the names, requested 2-year waiting period for County Road to accept the inventory.
Say that again, March?
We done it twice. March 31st, 2006.
Actually, we did it the third time also. We did it on November the 15th of 2006.
And April the 28th, 2006.
Bubba, do the roads meet county specs?
No.
All right.
But, you know, if you're going to break it down to a third deal, you know, that's fine. You know, if it's up to y'all what y'all want to do about it. I'm just telling you there's no turnaround on it. It's an arrow. The spec says this way. I think if you're going to break field, you know, put in these divisions, come in, put them in. They put a lot of money in that, fixing that terminals and doing all that, making them 20-foot wide. And then you're going to have somebody up put one in there, and they're not going to be that way. So you've done boundaries, roads. That's up to y'all, though, what y'all want to do.
So you...
It just has to do with the width of the road, and at one time it had to do with the stobs that were sticking up in the middle of the road, the height of the stobs and the stumps, and pretty old statute.
Well, the maintenance wouldn't be different or appreciably different than it would on other roads.
If it's a county road, we've got to maintain it, right?
You basically have less road to maintain if it's not as wide, if it's not a first or second class road. If being a third class, it's going to be narrower. But like I said, this road is, it's got four or five residences on it. That's what it's got.
Which road? There's two roads.
Both of the roads have got approximately five residences on them. Like I say, that, you know, I don't think it's that we should have even considered allowing them to be placed on the waiting period if in 2 years we weren't going to accept it. Whatever.
Well, that gave them 2 years to bring it up to specs.
Okay. Well, I didn't find in any of the old minutes where we discussed anything other than what's in the copy of the minutes that you've got there, whatever.
I mean, this addition we just approved, if his road falls apart in 2 years, are we going to accept it? No. He's going to bring it up to par. That's what this specifications are about.
Right. But like I said, you know, this road has been there, both of them have been there since 1993 or a little before, so they've been there 16 years.
They do not meet specifications. And I'm sorry, I know there's good people, they're nice houses. And I know that they tax. I have a road that they're wanting us to accept, but on 2 year waiting period. And I told them there wasn't any need till they done the work and brought it up to spec. I said, now we can put it on there, but it won't pass in 2 years because it's not by specs. And if we're not going, I mean, we as well throw our specs away. I mean, I'm not being hard nosed, but we're going to accept this and break the rules, then we're going to have to do for everybody.
Well, I can see your point. But like I say, you know, it's a much narrower road. To maintain this road, it's not going to take near as much tax money to maintain either one of the roads. I mean, they actually, they're in better shape right now, I believe, Bubba, than some of the other roads in the county. I don't look for any maintenance to have to be done out there anytime soon. Do you? I mean, you've been out there and looked at it.
Like I say, when it becomes a county road, there's not all the people don't want. They're going to want it wider, you know.
Now, we accept it, you know, as a third-class road, which means it's going to be a narrower road or whatever than what we've got out there in the rest of the county. And then the law states that, you know, there's first-class, second-class, and third-class roads. This one falls under the criteria of a third-class road. And it being built the way it was built, like I said by Mr. Footback, prior to 1993, or somewhere along in there,
I don't know.
It's, in my opinion, it's held up real good. Five residences approximately on each road to be built out there. That means there was cement trucks and lumber delivery trucks. And
James, do you have any idea what the right-of-way width is on that road?
Third-class road?
No. In the recorded subdivision.
No, I don't. I don't have it. But I'm sure, knowing Mr. Foote, the way he has built the rest of his subdivisions, I'm sure he abided by what he was provided with, or whatever, and that was the same thing we're going by now.
Well, He didn't build a cul-de-sac, so you can't assume that.
It looked like, they built a cul-de-sac when it first started, and then they went through it, and then dead end. They didn't build another one on that road to the left. And then the other one just goes straight into that nice range, that house, you know. There's no place to turn around there at all.
So basically, turnaround's just, the issue on that is for our equipment, right?
Well, I guess there's trash trucks turning around there now, and I don't know.
They've got all the services out there that any other resident in the county's got. Yeah, with the exception of getting their roads maintained by the county. Gilmer ISD. And it's not the residents' fault out there that there's not a cul-de-sac there. I don't know that the same residents are living there that lived there when that was developed out there initially. But the fact is, the ones that are there now, if I'm not mistaken, have been there for the last two years when this petition was circulated, and they agreed to maintain their road and keep them up to the standards. But
I think that's the question. Mr. Pendarvis, do the roads meet the county specs? All right. Are you going to maintain your second?
Maintain my second.
Motion by Commissioner Crittenden, second by... Is there any other discussion before I call the vote? Mr. McFadden?
Out there where we live, what y'all talking about, the roads are dead end with no cul-de-sac turnaround spot. We have a numerous amount of those roads that the county, we went with the 2 year statutory wait period, it was turned over in 2004. We have a numerous amount of those same exact roads you're talking about. The trash trucks back down those roads to get the trash for the residents. The school buses pick up the children at the stop signs at the end of those roads. And some of those roads are way longer than 300 feet. And in our particular subdivision of what y'all are talking about, ours was accepted in. And in the 2 year of statutory waiting period, they were not made cul-de-sacs at the end of the road. So my personal opinion on that would be that those residents do have a right to have that accepted in as a third class road, just as ours was.
Motion by Commissioner Crittenden, second by Commissioner Campbell to accept private road 1198 and 1199 as into the county maintenance. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed?
Aye.
Aye. My vote's based upon Mr. Pendarvis' statement that they do not meet county specs. Yes. Item 8 is to allow requests from Mr. Wayne Arnold and Mr. Kenneth White for Lantana Road to be discussed and court to take action on said road.
Extended all the way down to our property. These maps came from the appraisal district, the tax office, the 911 office, and also from a surveyor's office, a surveyor's inventory of maps. In my opinion, Mr. White's opinion, there's no question that there was a road there a number of years ago that was stated in the April meeting that we had with the government. And this is a comment that was stated at that meeting. Mr. Ferguson stated that he believed Lantown Road was no longer a county road if it had not been maintained since 1983. My question has two questions, I guess, concerning that. What does 1983 have to do with whether or not it is or was a county road? Maybe you can answer that at a later time. If any one of you own property in this position, you would expect to have access to that property, and Mr. White and I expect no less. We realize that you, Judge Fowler, are the only lawyer on the court, but it seems logical that as you as commissioners would base your decisions on a legal reason rather than on a personal or political opinion. Mr. White, I believe that State Statute 251.057 does address this issue and is applicable in this situation. My question to the commissioners, Judge, is, are you familiar with that statute? As commissioner, are you familiar with that statute?
No.
Assuming that you are not, let me read it to you, and then maybe you could have a comment concerning the statute, whether or not it's applicable. 251.057, abandonment of a county road. A county road is abandoned when its use has become so infrequent that one or more adjoining property owners have enclosed the road with a fence continuously for at least 20 years. The abandoned road may be reestablished as a public road only in the manner provided for establishing a new road. This section does not apply to the two exceptions to that. One, a road to a cemetery. Two, an access road that is reasonably necessary to reach adjoining real property. Now, I don't know, is there anything about that that you don't understand? Or that you disagree with, or you don't think is applicable to our situation? And I'd like to address that to each or all of the commissioners for a response, please.
Mr. Arnold, the thing that I have seen, that Lantana Road, but yet you're talking about the road that goes down through the woods there. I have yet, to my opinion, if that was a county road or just a driveway to a house. And I have asked several people, have they ever seen machinery do any work on that road? And I have yet to find anyone. Even Mr. Pendarvis, which would work in Precinct 2 since 1974, is that right, brother?
Yes.
And to his knowledge, he has never worked that road since he worked in Precinct 2.
I don't question that. Our statement is that there was a road.
I'm not as fine as they wasn't a road county that goes down through there, but my question is, was it ever a county road? So where the corner is, when it comes back to that house, where it leads off there, I'm wondering if that just wasn't a driveway to a house and it wasn't a county road.
Well, I'm probably a little older than you are. I don't remember it being a road for my own personal use. But I pulled the maps, as I've said before, and I told you this again. I can show you a map right here.
Show it to us.
Pardon?
Show it to us.
I've already shown it to you. Commissioner Kyle.
I want to say it again. This is that same Google map. This is completely irrelevant to county road inventory.
That came from the 911 mapping office.
Okay, they pulled it up off the computer. It has nothing to do with 911 mapping. This is a Google map.
What does it have to do with stating that it's a Lantana Road and it's a road?
It's a line that is drawn on there by the people that own Google.
What does it say underneath that line?
They call it Lantana Road. It's irrelevant. It's a Google map. Do you want me to take you and show you a dozen other roads that are the same way?
Let me give you the map from the appraisal district here. What does that show?
It shows a line, but there's no distances, so I can't tell you by that.
There's no what?
It doesn't have any measurements.
It doesn't have any measurements on any of Lantana Road there, does it? Whose property does it show that it goes to? It goes to Mr. White's property. You'd like to see another map?
I just wanted to prove the point that it's a Google map. Regardless, if it comes from 911 office, they pulled it off the computer. It's irrelevant.
It came from the appraisal office. What did they show there?
They show property blocks.
They show
and a penciled-in road.
Sir, they show a road going down to Mr. White's property. It is even listed as Mr. White's property on there. Up at the top, it says Kenneth White going to his property. Why would it show an extension of Lantana going down there if there's not a road there and never has been a road there?
I'm not denying that there was ever a road there.
What are you denying?
That it's not a county road.
Someone used to live there. There is an old house place on the property. Dilapidated, of course. There is a shallow well there on the property. So someone used to live there. There was a house there one time.
And it appears to me that if you would go search the deed records, there may be a legal easement through there. I don't know. If the easement's there, then you've got access to it.
No, I do not have access to it.
Well,
Mr. White had access to it up until...
That's going to be a legal issue. It's not a commissioner's court issue.
It is a commissioner's court issue.
I had access to this property. I've got an 85-acre tract of land out there. It joins Mr. Arnold's. I had access to that property for years. Had no problem. Go out there when I wanted to. I can't now. I got no way to get in. I don't have, as far as I know, I don't have a right-of-way anymore. Probably 25 years ago, the Texas Forest Service planted pines on part of this property out there, forest. I have been told by my timber man, Dana Moon, that your timber needs to be thin. He says, how are we going to get it out? I says, I don't know. I don't own a helicopter. That's one way to get it out, I guess.
Judge, I haven't heard anything tell me from a legal standpoint, nothing other than your opinions, legally why we cannot have access to this property.
Because it's not a county road.
Do you know that it was never a county road?
I know that it's not a county road.
No, I didn't ask you that. If it ever was a county road, do you know that it never was a county road? Now, Mr. Ferguson indicated back in April that he felt like that if it hadn't been maintained... Now, where do you get that information? Since 1983, that it is no longer a county road. This statute states that if it's even over 20 years, there are exceptions to that statute. Is that not what I read to you? How do you interpret that, sir?
what statute you're referring to?
251.05.
The exception that you're saying.
251.05.
Read the exception that applies here.
Transportation code.
No, read the sentence that you say applies here.
An access road, this is the exception to the 20-year backup. An access road. Is that clear so far? That was an access road to Mr. White's property and my property. That is reasonably necessary to reach adjoining real property.
Okay. Now, the only problem with all of this is you have an easement. It just doesn't go where you want.
Right.
You have an easement. You have a legal easement. You have a legal easement.
Hey.
Well, I don't know if you still have it. It was there when I looked at the land before you bought it and decided not to. But it was a difficult way to get in there, but you have access. You may not want the access because it's a really lousy access, but when you bought that land, you had an easement, and it is there. Plus, when you bought the land, you had your house adjacent to it, and you cut yourself off when you sold the house, and you want the county to pay to fix it.
I don't know. I just want road access to my property. That's all I want.
Third access. First access, the easement you have. Second access, the house that you had that you
hey,
cut yourself
Hey,
cut it off. You sold it off. You cut yourself off. And you want the county, you want a third access using the county money.
Let me ask you, excuse me.
Judge, we have taken action on this once.
No, we can
carry this on all day if we want to.
Okay.
But we have taken action on it. As far as I'm concerned, unless we have a motion to take action on it, to change the action that we took last time.
I agree with
you. We need to move on.
I agree with Commissioner Crabtree.
You know what's ironic about this, Judge, and I'm not addressing the Commissioner, I'm addressing you and Brad. Maybe they can hear me. What's ironic about this is that Dr. McKenzie drives through my property two or three times a day down the road that I own property on both sides, that I pay taxes on. Yet he is not, and I'm going to say this, he's not man enough to stand up and say, I've got two neighbors that has property down there that need access to their property, reasonable access to our property. Now, I'd like to make that a point, because I see him going up and down our road every day.
It's a county road.
Yes, it is.
Do you think because you live on both sides of it?
Shut him up for all the journalists.
I pay taxes from the center on both sides.
All right.
Well, I mean, it's the county to get the road under your ownership, make it a private road than we do on the court. I mean, if you want to own that road, I'm sure there's an executive legal for you.
I don't want to own your road. I just want to have access to it tomorrow.
Motion to adjourn.
Are there any motions on item 8? Any motions on item 8?
Starr, what would you like to see take place today?
Well, we came here the first time to just have access to our property. And there's about three reasons that we need. Number one, we have the right as taxpaying citizens of Upshur County to have access to our road. Number two, it's very difficult to sell a piece of property to someone that knows that they do not have access to that property.
May I make one comment? Wayne, I will make an offer. I don't want that land. I'm passed on that land. I don't like that land. It is worthless land that I will have nothing to do with. But if it would help everybody, I will buy that piece of land. It's like 30-something acres, right?
How many? 77 acres.
How many? 85. I'm talking about your
77.
This is not the place for this, Judge.
Okay. Is there a motion? Are there any motions?
Yes.
I would like for the commission court to take.
I've got a motion on the floor if we're not going to go any further with it.
There's not been a second to adjourn. I still got a question.
I'll save it lower.
There's a motion and a second to adjourn. Those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.
Well, I apologize.
A motion to adjourn takes precedence.
But I'm just
if you're not going to make a motion.